Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. This is Robert Woolsey. I'm stepping in this morning for the morning interview, and joining me is Mike Morris with the Sitka Coast Guard Auxiliary. And the ball has been teed up, and now we just have to hit it.
Yes.
Yes. Adventures. Adventures on the sea. Family adventures and otherwise.
Yes.
For sure. Mike, You got a class coming up in about a week and a half that anybody who's new or even experienced on the water, but maybe not all that confident about operating a boat or maybe even a kayak in our environment should pay attention to. It's tell us about the class.
Well, it's called Suddenly in Command, and it's designed as an active participation class. And I can watch a lot of PowerPoints for 4 hours, heavens forbid. I can't do that myself. And it's designed for people that are not maybe normally behind the helm during operations. They're just along for a ride. Or you might be out with a friend that has a vessel or a boat and you don't have, and you go out occasionally with them. And you should have some competence to at least call for help and get people back somewhat safely or get to a safe area and be able to deal with some emergencies competently out on the water.
Yeah. Suddenly in Command, you're going to be teaching it Saturday, March 24th, 9 a.m. in the morning to 1 in the afternoon in the upstairs in the Masonic Lodge, right at the roundabout. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just above the furniture store.
Yeah, and people can just show up?
Sure, yeah, just show up there. If you want to call and register, that's fine. It's not necessary, but we have plenty of room for folks, and okay. I think we'll be able to handle the crowd.
You've been doing this for a while now.
We have. This class is probably 10 years we've been doing, and it's gone through several iterations, a number of changes, and the latest one was just getting to more hands-on, more practical kinds of things. So we actually listened to a Mayday call and say, this was good because you could hear it, but it's really bad because it left out the information. So let's practice. So we have some microphones that are just detached from our radio, and we'll listen to you make a Mayday call or a pon-pon call, which is like a medical emergency or something,
right?
And actually do things. And we talk about risk management. All of our courses are taught from that point of view, that perspective of risk management. We can't control or deal with, well, we should be able to deal with, but we can't control all of our risk. We can manage it, yeah, so that you can go out and enjoy yourself on the water and not be scared to go out.
Yeah. Mike, I guess I should also, it also bears mentioning that you're an instructor for Alaska Marine Safety Education Association.
That is correct.
So you teach professional mariners and fishermen classes as well.
Yes, I do. I've been doing that for about 17 years now with AMSI.
Yeah, and there must be a lot of overlap in just the fact that in Sitka, in this marine environment of Southeast Alaska, things do happen. I mean, it's not like a rare occurrence that somebody might be calling the Coast Guard or having to deal with a fire on board or other kind of crisis, right?
Yeah, you can just sometimes just can't anticipate what's going to happen, and when it does, you should be prepared for it. But you're right, you talk with all the professionals out there on the water, and stuff happens constantly to them, and they're having to deal with it, and it's what you need to do. You need to practice. You have to drill sometimes. So yeah, just because you've had a lot of experience doesn't mean that you're not going to one of these days bump up against something that incapacitates that one person that has all that knowledge on there, and you're looking at inexperienced people. We had one gentleman bring in his nephew. They were going to go out and they were going to be fishing a lot summer. I think he did a little hand trolling or what. And the nephew was about 10, 11 years old. And he said, we're both taking the class because I want to know what he knows. And so we can talk about it while we're out there. But he said, if something happens to me and I'm looking at a set of 10 or 11 year old eyes, I want to be able to know that he's going to be able to do something for me.
Yeah, that's an important consideration. I mean, maybe this is a class that, let's just drop a scenario that uh, you've you've got a relatively recent arriving family in Sitka, and they've bought a boat from maybe the person that they bought their house from or something. And they're going to be going out this summer, and you know, maybe one of the couple, maybe the dad, you know, had done some bass fishing down in Texas or something, and you know, knows his way around a four-stroke engine, and you know, knows those kinds of things. But actually going out there in Sitka Sound and environs presents a whole set of challenges that if you're not going to learn them together for the first time, maybe one person sort of learning them with the person they might be depending on sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of a team sport, you might say. So the more knowledge you've got on board that vessel, the better off everybody's going to be. And to know what other people know is good, and their experience. So you don't want to go out and push the envelope, you might say, too far with risk-taking and get in a situation where the crew, the people that you've got on, are not a help. They're more of a liability. And so that always ups the risk.
Mike, before we went on the air, you gave me an example of the bad radio call. I mean, somebody got on the radio off in Oregon, and there was a happy ending. They were rescued, but it was... Could you just sort of tell that again for our audience?
Yeah, the call came in. It was off a charter boat, and there were, I guess, three customers and the captain on board. And the guy was screaming, "Mayday, mayday, mayday!" And then the station came back to him, and they wanted to know their location. And he said, "We're 45 miles offshore in a white boat." Well, that's great. This is the Oregon coast and within radio range of the station. He had no idea how to use the GPS, couldn't read it because the captain was down below bucketing, as he said, the water. And he was in just a total overdrive, panic mode, and they got very little information from him. But they were able to find them, but it was like 10 hours later. And they were hanging on to, two of them hanging onto an ice chest, didn't have a life jacket on. Fortunately, they were far enough offshore that the water was warmer, or they would have had a lot more serious outcome to that. But
45 miles in a white boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess in this class, suddenly in command, you learn to be a bit more specific.
Yes, hopefully.
If possible. And also to understand the importance of being specific, even in the heat of the moment, that kind of communication is really critical.
Right. Now, we'll hand them a Mayday call sticker. And take that and put it at your helm or someplace. And it's a matter of just filling in the blanks. But you need to rehearse that.
Right.
You need to practice that first part of that. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Where you are, who you are, how many people, and so on. It's really important. And all the pilots say, I need the three Ps. I need to know your position. I need to know what your problem is. And I need to know how many people are on board. Okay. And the rescue center will pull a lot more information out of you. But if you can get those three out at least, then you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Mike, I guess we should make it clear that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is not against fun.
No, we're not.
No, in fact, it's all about fun, right?
Right, yeah.
Because it's so kind of ingrained in our lifestyle. The reason the people who first, you know, arrived to Sitka get a boat is because it is so attractive.
It is. You live here for just a very short period of time, and you say, you know, I'm going to have to get out on the water because Sitka's got so much to offer out there, and it's just, it's a waterborne community. I mean, all of Southeast, you know, we live on shelves, basically, and the water is, you know, we're kind of got our toes or heels in it at some point during the day almost. So, yeah, you do need to get out there, and it's a great attractor, but it's such a different, as we say, operating environment. People are just, they come from elsewhere in the 48, may have, just say, a lot of experience, but not up here with, you know, the cold water immersion, the cold wet during the hunting season, that sort of thing. It's had some stories there, too.
Yeah. Speaking of stories, in closing, Mike, I have not taken this class, but I've interviewed you must be like five times now, maybe. And in one of our interviews, you just described a trick for getting a person out of the water using your lower unit of your outboard, having because people become so saturated, their clothes become sodden. becomes hard to get him back over the rail. And the whole thing about climbing up over the sort of over the transom using the
trim and tilt on
the trim and tilt on the engine. And I might have been fishing in Salisbury. I might have been after the first or second interview, and somebody in my boat was in the water before we even knew what had happened. Somebody in my boat was in the water and didn't have a PFD on, but we grabbed a hold, brought him around to the back, and brought him up over the transom using the trim and tilt of the outboard. And it's funny how those details get imprinted on you.
Yeah, sometimes the forgetting's the hard part.
So I want to just give kind of a personal plug and testimonial for, I consider myself a careful operator. It was a beautiful sunny day, hardly a breath of wind. And I don't think we were acting any more or less cautiously than we would any other day, bunch of guys out fishing kind of thing, and boom, in the water.
There's not much warning. They do, yeah. Heads up, I'm going in. This doesn't happen. It just happens.
Yeah, you hear the splash, and suddenly there's a person 10 feet away,
yeah,
who doesn't have a life jacket on. So the class is called Suddenly in Command. Mike Morris is the instructor. He's with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. He's also an instructor with the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. People can give you a call, Mike, at 747-8039 if they'd like to just reserve a spot.
Sure, that'd be fine.
But reserving a spot really isn't necessary. Maybe if they just want more information.
That'd be great.
And they can show up upstairs over the furniture store at the roundabout in the Masonic Lodge. There's a big hall up there where you'll be teaching, and you're going to be doing lots of hands-on stuff.
Yes.
And it's Saturday, March 24th. Mm-hmm. 9 to 1 p.m. And we didn't have a chance to talk about it right now, but even if somebody's like new to Sitka or been around Sitka a while and maybe is getting into kayaking or something, there's lots of conversation about the weather and how to sort of keep an eye on situational awareness and taking note of your environment conditions as you head out on the water. That could be valuable to even folks who are paddling.
Yeah, especially how you dress in that kayak, because you're hard to see on the water.
Yeah.
A lot of people consider kayakers just speed bumps.
Wow.
And they are hard to see. Certain colors are very difficult to pick up. We talk about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've been on the other end, too. I've taken kayak class where we discuss how to become more visible for boaters. But anyway, the information is good for anybody who's going to spend any time out on the water. And Sitka, Mike, really appreciate your coming in and talking about it.
Thank you.
Again, Mike Morris is with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, Sitka Flotilla. He'll be teaching Suddenly in Command, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, March 24th, upstairs over the furniture store in the Masonic Lodge at the roundabout. $15 is the cost of the class. Thanks again, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you.